May we tell you a story?
A story.
A story.
May we tell you a story?
So you know what's been happening.
A capital city.
Resolution.
Big tech, big money, big ideas.
In Washington.
Fiction.
Characters.
Conflict.
With a beginning.
A naive leader.
A middle.
Power doesn't corrupt.
An ardent opponent.
It reveals.
An inexperienced consultant.
A story.
The whisper of hope.
There are some people waiting to see you.
The reminder of darkness.
A play.
We're how we manage stuff. We're an audio drama.
Audio drama.
This is our story. May we begin?
Nice break, Evelyn.
Break for you, Gar.
Isn't that what I said?
Didn't hear the thank you.
Is that your phone? Number 7 in the northeast pocket.
You're on speaker, Vinny.
Hey, Evelyn. Have you heard the latest? Wait, where are you?
North Beach. The DAF tabulator. We're having a little reunion of the Silent Partners alum.
Number 3 in the south side.
And you're shooting some pool.
9 in the southwest. You know Gar. Gary Simmons, don't you?
Only by reputation.
But everyone knows Vinny. How you doing, guy?
Number 2 in the northeast.
Listen, is there some time we can talk about the Washington contract?
Talk about it now. You ready to join the team?
2 in the southwest, 4 in the northwest.
But others can hear.
Only Gar, and he knows all about it. 4 in the north side.
I sunk the 2.
You called a pair, missed one.
That's not the rules, just 1. So the cue ball goes.
But you didn't get your call.
Maybe I did. Didn't I just call the 2? The 2, right, Vin?
What do you know about the talking and shopping leadership?
Abby Alton and Ed Kowalski? All I need to know.
But you aren't going to share.
They live in the TNS world. They think everybody loves them. Don't think they feel the need to mess with national politics. 3 southwest.
Because national politics is starting to push back.
Did I hear a scratch?
Good ears. Ready to take them to Washington to help the team?
Sully's group is doing fine. I can add my bit from home.
That's a good one.
In northeast.
Good, why?
You and Ben Capardi.
Capardi? What about Capardi? The TNS operations manager? Who does everything from his home?
Or Pete's coffee up the street, but yeah.
Never visits his servers, right?
Kowalski just fired him.
Fired?
Or Alton made Kowalski fire him, so the story goes.
But he was considered...
Brilliant. But brilliance doesn't mean a thing if you can't get your numbers.
Or if you've lost the boss's confidence.
5 in northwest.
But that's not really our problem, is it?
Wait, it's my ball.
You didn't seem to be doing anything.
I tell you, Gar, if you don't watch her every minute, she'll steal your company, empty your bank accounts, and erase your file server.
Are we talking or playing?
5 in north. Ed. Ed Kowalski doesn't like being told what to do.
Does any guy? 5 in north.
He respects skill. Technical skill. There's no way he's going to get along with Washington. Why is he there again?
Stave off regulation. Or maybe get favorable regulation.
1, I don't see him engaging Washington. 2, I don't see what he could get from the government. 3, I don't see any money to be made for you. Get out. That's my advice. 5 in the northeast.
And that's why you have to go, Ben. Go to Washington.
Salvage what you can, dump the rest.
And I'm going with 5 in the southeast corner.
Cool, Ben. We're supposed to what, wait until you show?
And why is Alton there?
She's testifying in front of the Senate.
Really? She's being investigated?
No, this is informational. Put a friendly face on the tech industry.
Whose idea was this?
Hers. At least that's what I understand.
You sure? After that Twitter battle with that senator? No love there.
Which senator?
Stassen. I thought it was kind of a girl thing.
Sure. Just blow off half the human race. You hearing this, Vinny?
We're waiting for you to play. 5 in the southeast.
Yeah.
Listen, while you're chalking up your cue, I'm going to get something to drink. Ev, can I get you
anything? I'm okay. I can call. We can make your arrangements tonight.
I don't think this will fix it. I just don't. Not now. Let's see what Yasmin and Sully do.
Mr. Kowalski?
Hey, Jasmine. How are you doing? Here to do a little disrupting.
There's a Mr. Chad Dockerly at the front door. He says he's here to see you.
Right. That Tech in Washington journalism site. Send him in.
Before he comes in, can I ask why you're talking with him?
He seemed like an interesting guy. He knows something. Knows a lot. Wants to talk about TNS.
That is good, but we don't know him. We don't know what he wants.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's the point. He's adding a bit of disruption.
Mr. Kowalski, Ed, we have a plan. A plan made by how we manage stuff to introduce TNS to the leaders and institutions in Washington.
Yeah, well, so?
But this isn't the plan. Well, how we manage stuff what? Is responsible.
Are you worried?
Well,
frightened?
No. But we advise how we manage stuff. Never to go into a public meeting without knowing your goals for the event.
That's old school. Just stupid. It means that you're always doing the same old thing. The same old thing. We're here to change things.
Well...
Send him up.
But, yeah.
What? What?
Don't talk in public without a plan.
What, you want me to sign a release? Say Jasmine isn't responsible? Is that it?
Well,
is
no.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Give it a rest. I'm your client. I'm the CEO of TNS. Send him up. Send Dr. Lee up. Jasmine.
Where? Upstairs? Got it.
Over here.
Mr. Kowalski. Chad. Chad Dockerly.
Great to see you.
Of Technica Publica.
Call me Ed.
The Journal of Technology Policy.
Disrupt and Enrichify.
Thank you for taking the time.
When I learned of your journal, I thought, this is disruptive.
Yes.
Really disruptive.
Yes, of course.
Because, you know, so much I've seen is, you know, old stuff.
That is Washington. That is government. It is people, offices, protecting
their power,
their ability to impose
force
authority
on us, and how can we break
to get innovation. Oh, so good to talk with you. How is the government thwarting the efforts of TNS to be an innovative force?
A lot of ways.
Such as, are they exploiting the weaknesses of TNS?
Well, no. We are the innovative force. I wouldn't say that TNS...
But TNS has weaknesses. Or you wouldn't be here.
Our only weakness is our impatience to innovate.
Is the unfamiliarity of the TNS leadership with Washington allowing political leaders to take advantage of the situation?
Hey, can I answer the first question?
But this is the first question. Is the TNS leadership simply too naive about politics to be able to deal with the oppressive powers of Washington?
Not that way. New. New to the area. New is better.
Not as I hear it. Shouldn't the TNS leadership have cultivated Washington in order to protect its innovators?
Mr. Dockerly, I would like to be a part of the meeting, if I may.
It is a private interview with principals.
Well, yes. We are obliged to help TNS with the activities in Washington. Contractually
Ed,
obligated.
You surely don't need someone to babysit.
I can handle this, Jasmine.
Mr. Dockerly, I'm Yasmin, the attorney advisor of how we manage stuff.
I know. I was just asking Ed how government was preventing TNS from innovating.
This is, well, an interview on background, Mr. Dockerly, with all quotes being submitted to my office before they may be attributed to Mr. Kowalski.
But I agreed to a free and open interview with no restrictions.
Of course, yes. Information wants to be free.
Mr. Dockerly, did you discuss the terms of the interview with my client?
We had an understanding.
But you didn't discuss terms.
Not technically.
Then, these are our terms. Background with no attribution to TNS or Mr. Kowalski, unless quotes approved.
And if Technica Publica doesn't agree?
Then, we don't go forward.
Ed. It is your decision.
Sure. Whatever. Let's disrupt.
So, Mr. Kowalski, what government agencies have you seen on this trip?
The Innovation Institute, the Internet Society, ACM, the Foundation for a Digital
government
Future.
Agencies, sir? None of those, sir.
Right. Mr. Kowalski has spent his time in Washington meeting with technical individuals who have a common interest with TNS.
May I ask for him to reply?
That will be his statement.
Okay.
And you may identify it as his quote.
Have you met with the Federal Chief Information Officer?
Yeah, great guy. Innovative.
Wait.
And the Federal CIO Council.
Mr. Kowalski did not understand the question. He has not met the CIO Council, but has plans to meet with the Federal CIO next week.
His quote? Now that he understands.
Yes.
And what might the purpose of this meeting be?
Power of disruption. To talk about how to harness disruptive forces to enrichify the people and the government through the government.
Mr. Kowalski is going to talk about the private sector methods that have created such a vibrant private economy in our country and the world.
Again, his quote?
Yes.
Ed, is it true that you will be testifying to Congress this week along with Abby Alton?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
No plans at the moment.
Might the plans change?
Sure.
Congress has not extended an invitation.
Might they?
Maybe.
You will have to ask Congress. Let me answer this. Hello?
Ed.
Miss Alton?
Clearly, your own staff is preventing you from bringing innovation and disruption to government.
Let me buzz you in.
Are they limiting your work in the private sector as well?
Yeah, well, really, the power of disruption, not always appreciated. So, well, no.
Yasmin? Ed? Is Victor here?
We believe he was with you, Miss Alton.
And who is this?
Dockerly, Miss Alton. Chad Dockerly. Of Technica Publica. The Journal of Technology Policy.
A journalist.
A commentator. Is it true, Miss Alton, that talking and shopping has had difficulty connecting with the federal government during
your
current visit?
We have a press office, Mr. Dockery, and they will be glad to handle all your queries.
But I have you in front of me, Abby, and you would be the better
press
source.
Press office, Mr. Dockery. Their job, not mine. Give us the room, please.
Is it true that you are going to face an unexpectedly hostile Senate committee in
week? Yasmin, this is your building. Would you find another place for your friend?
This way, please, Mr. Dockerly.
T&S ejects a media representative from a press conference. Do you want to see that on the internet?
No more than you would want to see the headline, Blogger Attempts to Intimidate Ed Kowalski.
Okay.
This way, please.
I'm going.
This way.
I'll see you at Abby Elton's talk on Friday.
This way.
The press, Ed?
He runs a website.
Where did you meet him?
Innovation Institute. He asked good questions.
Questions, sure, but Yasmin gives the answers, at least on this trip. If it's corporate questions, it's Burlingame. Machiko and Burlingame. This is hard work, Ed.
Yeah.
Hard as anything you've
sure.
done. And you're going to need to be as disciplined as you are with your technical...
Yeah.
You haven't talked to Kapardi,
no.
have you?
No, you told me not to after the firing. I'm doing what you said.
Wasn't the best time.
He won't come back.
Good.
Dr. Lee's gone. Sorry about that.
Thank you. I mean, you didn't cause the problem.
Of course.
Ed, it looks like we're in a tough place.
And whose fault is that?
Fault isn't going to help. Yasmin, could you please explain?
It looks like a number of groups are going to try to take advantage of Miss Alton's appearance in the Senate to spread negative message about the tech in general and TNS specifically.
So?
They might try to force Miss Alton to answer difficult or embarrassing questions. It looks like there's going to be a parallel hearing on tech and labor in the House of Representatives. A committee?
You're not testifying there.
What?
A hearing on labor issues?
No, why?
You've said
no,
that you...
No.
Have you been approached?
What? No.
And there may be a high-profile legal case involving speech on TNS platforms.
Right. Just kill innovation. How did you let this happen?
Ed?
We're going to try to push out a positive message on the Hill, strengthen our alliances in Washington, and reposition ourselves.
So what are you going to do? Actually do, Abby.
That doesn't matter. It's what you need to do, Ed.
Right. And what would that be?
We've arranged a meeting with the CIO Council.
Why?
They're the managers of the government data systems.
Okay.
The government has about 700 major IT organizations, divisions that run large-scale national information systems.
So, how many of them are innovative? Innovative like TNS?
None. Or very few.
My point.
My point.
Your point?
Yes.
What am I supposed to do?
Make an offer.
What kind of offer?
Show that TNS can work with the government. Uptake a system. Offer to modernize it. Make it comparable to TNS.
Disrupt.
Add value.
Whatever.
This is what you've wanted to do.
Yeah, I guess.
For free, Ed. A gift to the nation.
Ah, there will be some federal procurement and contracting issues.
Ed can fix those. He's a great negotiator.
Great.
Yeah, you should see what he recently did to our server farm at Umatilla.
It's fine. Finny. I should take this. Are we done?
There you have it. That's the kind of thing we have to address every week.
Better you than me.
You don't want to be a regular on the show? We're looking for a little more senior leadership.
Well, let me think.
Which means no.
Yeah, something like that.
Then you have to close this one.
Hey, Gar here. Gar Simons for How We Manage Stuff. And if you're looking for a little investment opportunity, high returns for those who
Gar,
are willing.
No, Gar, not the place. SEC.
Right. I drop by from time to time for a joke, a clever plot twist, a little insight, and a game of pool. You should come by, too. Great place. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, all the big places. Or just come by the DAF Tabulator in North Beach. Or look at our website, howwemanagestuff.com. We're copyright 2019 by Jaggi LLC. Catch you back here.